top, they'll be off to the side. Have you seen any games there lately? Diamondbacks, you just got here, didn't you?
We were there yesterday.
Okay, you saw Mike Myers, the left-handed pitcher for the Diamondbacks?
Well, he started
the submarine pitcher? No, he pitched one inning.
No. After 5 innings, we were bad left and too cold.
It's my elder high school class. Older than you guys.
He was short.
Stayed there. But Mike Myers is a submariner. Yeah. So his arm slotted down there by his ankle. See?
Yeah, but the slot means where the arm is at the point, at the time the ball is
coming through. That's why I'm having a hard time to distinguish, and I hope I'm not confusing you. The release point is here. Or here.
When
some release it out in front more, some release it up here more. That's release point. The arm slot is where the shoulder and arm come through. Yeah, do your best. I get more confusing, I'm afraid.
How about the arm angle? After that,
the arm angle, the arm slot, I don't know what that is.
Backdoor slider means that the ball is coming in outside and then as it crosses the plate, it just hits the outside corner, right?
Yeah. It's like the backdoor slider.
Now, is that the same as a backup slider?
Well, backup slider, that's a bad pitch. Backup slider is one of the mains there. It slides up to a certain point and starts backing up and it just hangs at the angle.
Backing up where? Outside the plate? Yeah.
No, it can be anywhere else. Backup slider, pitchers don't want to throw that. It means hit it.
Yeah, but I get the point.
It is that it loses its spin. It loses its spin. It stops rotating as fast.
Something like a hanging curve?
Like a hanging curve, same thing. It loses its spin, and there it is, sitting almost like 5 feet.
How about back foot slider? Do you think that one? Fight.
Now, back to the slider that this is back. Back door slider is a good pitch. You fool the good hitters with that. They think it's going to be a fastball outside. Most fastballs would break away from the left-handed hitter by the time he's played. But here they think, again, we give up on that pitch. Now that pitch comes in against the corner. Back door comes in.
The bite. Is that the sharp break of a curve?
Yes. Yeah. A pitcher with good bite. You don't talk about bite on a fastball. You talk about bite on a curveball. Or slider. And it breaks late and it breaks fast. You know who has good bite? I don't know, Washington Senator fan, but who has good bite on his curveball? You know, that's a terrific bite because it just dropped. It had so much spin at the end, it didn't lose its spin, it almost picked up spin.
How about Greg Olson, the reliever from Baltimore?
Yeah, Greg.
He's supposed to have
he had
a great curveball.
Yeah, he did. He had been on his curveball. He was with the Diamondbacks for the last couple of years. And I know his father really well. A great high school coach in Omaha. Yeah, Greg was a curveball pitcher. He had good curveball.
Well, I love that.
Smiley was a great curveball. Those guys, that's how they got people out. You knew it was coming. Pasquale, Lyle, and I think you'd agree also.
Why is a guy like Dwight Gladden so good on curveball? Why can't other people do the same?
I don't know. It has to do with the arm slot. I think it is. You get to make a curve. Now, by living in Pasquale, I know very well that against both of them. I don't think they did, but I've seen it pitch a lot. But if they come right over the top. They pull that curve down in such a way that it's different. It has such great spin or bite. And they separate themselves from the normal curveball by the distance that it breaks.
When you say breaks, you mean down?
Yeah.
But a slider breaks horizontally?
Horizontally, some of them. A little bit down, but mostly horizontally.
When you talk about a command, how's that different from control? When I was a kid growing up, I heard control, but I never heard command. So, in the last 20 years, you hear the word command.
They're almost synonymous, yeah. Command, when you say it.
He throws it where he wants it.
Yeah, control and command, I think, are pretty much the same. And it's just the catchphrase now, rather than when it has great control. Command, okay, I think I can make a distinction.
Right, with the pitches, right?
Yeah. Command means you have control of several pitches. For instance, Schilling. Kurt Schilling, I'll get to a pitch here. He has great command of this fastball, this curveball, and this slick-fingered fastball. He can get them all over. He may have sort of changed, I don't even know. But Randy Johnson, on the other hand, he has two out pitches, fastball and the slider. Now, he's working with a split this way, but he told me the other day that, I didn't tell me, he told the fans in the paper, but I also asked him, how's your split finger going? But he told the paper, and this is what I read, I can throw a lot of the spring training, but I don't expect to throw a lot of it. So he's got command of two pitches. Kurt Schilling has command of three pitches.
Yeah, yeah, Schilling came up with the Red Sox and traded to the Orioles, not before, to the Orioles thing. But he was very immature.
Yeah.
At least we kept him.
Yeah. You know who helped him a lot? Was Jerry Franklin. Coached him and managed him in the Phillies. And Schilling, Kurt, just worships Jerry. Because he talked to him. Terry is a player's manager, that's another catchphrase, but Terry could bring Schilling in.
Fastball really rise, or is it a fear to rise?
Believe me, I think it rises, no matter what the physicist said. Sandy Koufax's fastball rose. He has such great, he's way over the top. You look at his arm slot, and he had such great strength in his fingers. He released that ball, had some tremendous rotation.
He had a very big hand. He played basketball, too. I mean, he had a palm the ball, basketball.
And so, look, I batted against him something over 30 times in the National League. And I swear, I was striking out. My pitches got wound up at my chin. And I thought they were going to be somewhere in the strike zone.
And they actually do that.
And most hitters said the same thing.
How about the term stay inside the ball?
That's a hitter's term, and you want to keep your hands, you don't want to get your hands out in front of the bat. You want to keep your hands here inside the bat's path. So when you stay inside the pitch, inside the ball, you're generally going to hit the ball the other way. And the good hitters, like Tony Womack, that you see, there's a run you spent on. Yeah,
well,
they
stay
in the field. But staying inside the ball means you have control of your hands and your hands get out here. You don't have to. Find your gun's bat. If you keep them in here, then you're done. That's what it means.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Tailing fastball.
Tailing fastball is one that moves away from away from the batter. And you look at Bob Gibson, we were holding up, we remember him very well. He was so effective against left-handed hitters because his fastball came from out here. It was too very high, but it had a little tail on it at the end, so it hit it off the end of the bat. Or throw it inside with the tail. You know who had a tailing fastball that I remember very well, Whitey Ford. He could throw inside to a right-handed hitter, and it looked like the ball was going to be inside. And you've seen, in fact, I did it. But you see other hitters do this,
yeah,
right through.
Yeah, I've seen that. I remember
that. Yeah, and that's a tailing fastball.
Wild in the strike zone.
Well, that's a virtue. If a guy is, he can stay within that 17 and a half inch wide rectangular box.
Yeah, but I get the idea that this is not.
Why is it misdirected? I don't know if I can define it. Okay. I can give you an example. When Scott Harrison was pitching for us for the Wildcats, we went to play in a tournament, the preseason, pre-conference tournament up in the Metrodome in Minneapolis. And there were 14 there, Oklahoma State, Minnesota, as somebody else. But the Twins were scouting there big time. And they wanted to sign him. He was a junior. So he became eligible for the draft after that season. 89, 1989. And after the game, I asked the scouts, you see, they had home plate, well, what do you think of Scott? And we were interested in it. And they said, he was so, his ball is so alive, but he was always in the strike zone. He was wired in the strike zone. He couldn't control the pitch and put it down and in, but his ball was so alive that he could still throw a strike with it. If you're trying to pitch a guy inside, for instance, he couldn't do it, but that's all right, because his ball moved so much. It was so alive. Maybe that's what wired in the strike zone. Other guys just simply wired. They have to throw a strike zone, those poor guys simply look at infield. Dick Donovan, I mentioned him in Cleveland. He won 20 games throwing all sliders. Hard to ever do a better job.
Are you able to tell from the TV screen what the pitch is? Mm-hmm.
Well, depending on the camera, I don't know. If it's behind home plate. Or out of center field, I guess. I may not be able to tell from the side. You know, if I'm in the dugout. Sometimes I can't tell as a coach, and the hitter can't tell from one year what was that pitch. Whether it was fastball or move or slider.
I mean, there's so many different pitches.
But you can tell by the speed whether it's a curveball. The curveball is going to be probably 10 to 12, maybe even more, miles per hour slower. And it's great. You can't always tell between a fastball and a slider. Slider is a killer pitch.
Now, somebody in this book said it's also supposed to...
Well, that's a hate.
Across the body.
Oh, throwing across the body. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy John threw across the body. I have to give it to the right hand. Okay, here. A pivot foot, rubber, and straight ahead of you is the right hand. When you pitch properly, the proper... or throw proper mechanics, you stride so you open your hips and your shoulders so you can get on top of the ball. So it's three-quarter over the middle. That's the most effective way, efficient way to throw an athlete. Okay? Now you draw
that's
a straight line.
That's good for an outfielder too, right?
Yes, all players, particularly the pitcher. Now you draw a straight line from the middle of my foot to the home plate, and I'm going to step slightly to the left of that line. I'm in good mechanics. Straight line here. Now when I throw across my body, I step over here. But this time, I have to throw across the rock. That's not good mechanics. But there are some pitchers who can do that